There is a conflict you cannot exactly express. Though something appears wrong, the person in front of you seems to be absolutely polite, maybe even friendly. Their body language is stiff, their smile seems a little forced, and the discussion moves like a gentle ballet. Others probably won't tell you directly that they don't like you, although, as Stoics, we know how important it is to pay attention to the small signs. Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "The soul is colored by the thoughts it has." Although people don't say what they think of us, it gets out in ways that we can pick up on if we're paying attention. Today, using Stoic advice, we'll look at 11 subtle signs that someone doesn't like you, but is trying to hide it. Allow ourselves to watch without judging and respond without feeling, and in doing so, let us keep our peace. Sign number 1. Awkward body language. Irregular body language is one of the most perceptive indicators. However, the person's body language may be communicating a different story than what they are saying. This could be accomplished by leaning back slightly, keeping their arms crossed, or turning their head slightly away from you. There is a saying attributed to Epictetus that states, "Make the best use of what is in our power, and take the rest as it happens." Both their posture and their discomfort are beyond your ability to alter, but you can be aware of them. Be passive and observe rather than reacting. It is not your responsibility to correct their body language, even though it may be their means of concealing their genuine feelings. In point of fact, when someone is uncomfortable in your presence, their body language conveys their true feelings much earlier than their words do. The act of crossing one's arms, for instance, establishes a physical barrier between oneself and the respective other. Not only is it a non-verbal manner of closing off, but it also gives the impression that they are not completely at ease, even if it is not deliberate. A similar clue that people might not want to interact as deeply as they appear to is when they turn a shoulder or a foot outward, which is a subtle indication that they are positioning their bodies slightly away from you. Our practice of indifference to things that are beyond our control is encouraged by the Stoic philosophy. You have power over your mind, not over events that occur outside of yourself, Marcus Aurelius reminds us in Meditations. Make this a reality, and you will discover your strength. You are not to blame for their discomfort, nor is it something that you should take on as your own. To interact with them in the future, you need only pay attention to their body language and use that information to drive your decision-making process. It's possible that they are dealing with something that has nothing to do with you, or that there is a more profound tension that they aren't openly expressing. You, as a Stoic, are tasked with the responsibility of remaining tranquil, unimpressed by the indications that they give out, and maintaining your own inner peace. If you keep your attention on the things that you have the ability to control, your own responses, ideas and actions, you will be able to continue the conversation with grace. Remember to keep your cool and not let the discomfort of another person affect you. Sign number 2, forced smiles. An expression that doesn't extend to the eyes is the next symptom, which you have probably noticed, but may have failed to notice. Although they appear to be content, something about them seems odd. However, their eyes do not shift. They are either remote or tense. Their lips are arched upward. The term forced smile refers to this type of grin, which is a social mask that conceals the individual's true feelings. What is the need to weep over parts of life? Seneca asks us to refrain from doing. The entirety of it induces tears to be shed. His statements may come off as gloomy, but the point he's trying to make is quite clear. What we show to the outside world is not always what we are on the inside. Being aware of the fact that individuals frequently hide their really feelings, whether it be out of courtesy, fear, or discomfort, is the focus of the Stoic philosophy. It is one of those facades that the forced grin is. Even when we don't intend to, we must smile in order to maintain social peace in this environment that we live in. Nevertheless, the reality is revealed through the nuances, such as tense muscles around the mouth, a lack of warmth in the eyes, or a smile that vanishes as soon as they believe you are not looking at them. Stoicism advises us to pay attention to these insignificant nuances without taking offense from them. The hindrance to action, as Marcus Aurelius put it, is what drives action forward. That which is in the way eventually becomes the way. The phony smile can actually serve as a compass for you in this situation. It is a chance to form a more in-depth understanding of the problem. Rather than getting caught up in the superficial exhibition of civility, you might focus on the truth that lies beyond the surface appearance. The fact that you are able to recognize that the individual's outward presentation does not correspond to their internal condition is all that is required of you. You do not need to confront the person or demand authenticity. There is a possibility that they are attempting to avoid controversy or simply do not feel comfortable expressing how they genuinely feel. Nevertheless, regardless of the purpose, it is essential to keep in mind that you cannot coerce others into being honest. Stoic philosophy instructs us to accept the world in its current state rather than how we would like it to be. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do, Epictetus advised. That is the first step. Let others disclose themselves at their own pace while you concentrate on maintaining your own integrity. It is also important to avoid being the type of person who fakes a smile. Here is a little Stoic advice. Be genuine in your approach. Do not put on an act of actual happiness if you are not experiencing it. For the benefit of others, a true Stoic does not hide behind false expressions, but rather maintains their own sense of center and honesty with themselves. You should remind yourself that this moment, this interaction, is only another facet of the complexity that a life, the next time you find yourself smiling for no apparent reason. Take a deep breath. There is no way to influence how other people express themselves. Nevertheless, you have the ability to control how you interpret and react to what they say. Sign number 3, short responses. Have you ever attempted to start a conversation with someone only to receive comments that were brief and uninteresting from that person? It's like when you're talking to a wall. They aren't being impolite, but clearly they aren't making much of an attempt. With every inquiry that you pose, you are met with a single word response, or even worse, a hazy grunt. It appears as though the individual has emotionally disconnected themselves from the debate. There are times when this behavior can be exceptionally annoying, particularly when you are attempting to connect with someone. Stoic philosophy, on the other hand, teaches us to dissociate our mental tranquility from the behavior of other people. Epictetus imparted the understanding that what happens to you is not what matters. What matters is how you react to it. You have no influence over the person's weak reactions for whatever reason. What you can control, on the other hand, is how you react to the situation. When someone responds quickly, it could be an indication that they are not interested in what you have to say or that they are uncomfortable in your company. It is B, that they are concealing their genuine emotions behind a lack of engagement. It is better to simply take note of their lack of interest and move on with your life rather than getting offended or overanalyzing it. Seneca frequently emphasized the significance of emotional resilience in his writings, stating that a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials. Small, ordinary annoyances, such as someone giving us the cold shoulder, might be examples of these kinds of difficult situations. You should look at these situations as opportunities to improve your patience and your capacity to maintain your composure for longer. Maintaining your own composure is preferable to allowing their lack of effort to bother you. One cannot coerce another person into having a profound interaction with them. It is not a reflection of your worth or effort that they are unwilling to meet you halfway. Rather, it is a reflect of their state of mind. According to the Stoic philosophy, one should respond with dignity. It is your cue to either redirect the conversation to another topic or gently bring it to a close if their comments continue to be brief and uninteresting. In addition, this serves as a useful reminder to avoid an excessive amount of investment in relationships that are not mutually beneficial. We learn to appreciate time and energy, both our own and that of others, through the practice of Stoicism. It may be an indication that the person does not place the same level of importance on the interaction as you do if they repeatedly respond to your messages with brief and uninterested responses. It's not a problem. The happiness of your life is dependent upon the quality of your thoughts, as Marcus Aurelius once said. If the presence of another person or their lack of interest in you has a bad impact on your thoughts, it is important to safeguard your mental state by establishing some distance between you and that person. Always keep in mind that maintaining emotional equilibrium is essential. It is not the level of participation of other people that determines your sanity. Rather, it is the degree to which you are able to maintain your center in the face of disengagement. Sign number 4, avoiding eye contact. In many cases, the eyes give out more information than words ever could, especially in situations that would ordinarily need it, such as when you are sharing something personal with them or asking them a question. If someone avoids making direct eye contact with you, it can be a subtle yet powerful indication that something is definitely amiss. Eye contact is one of the most fundamental ways in which we connect with other people, and when it is avoided, it frequently indicates that the person is uncomfortable, guilty, or perhaps has a concealed disdain for the other person. The best revenge is not to be like your enemy, Marcus Aurelius stated in his book Meditations. Whenever someone avoids connecting with you, whether it be through words, actions, or even something as fundamental as eye contact, it is not your responsibility to mimic their conduct or allow it to disrupt your peace of mind. This Stoic philosophy is both straightforward and profound. Consider this. When someone chooses not to look you in the eye, they are establishing a space between themselves and you, not only physically, but also emotionally. When they see you looking in their direction, their eyes may flit around the room, fixate on something, or abruptly move away from you. The fact that they are avoiding the interaction may indicate that they are uncomfortable, guilty, or simply uninterested in the interaction. Stoicism, on the other hand, encourages us to stay calm and collected rather than taking things personally. I once heard Epictetus say, "People are not disturbed by things, rather they are disturbed by the view they take of them." If you allow it to have an effect on you, their avoidance of eye contact is not inherently detrimental. It only becomes a problem when you feel it is. Your tranquility can be preserved if you make the conscious decision not to react emotionally. The absence of eye contact may not necessarily be an indication of disapproval. Rather, it may be an indication of discomfort or fear of engagement. On the other hand, if this conduct is repeated over and over again, it may be an indication that the individual is concealing something from you. You, on the other hand, should strive to be unaffected by the actions of others if you are a Stoic. Be careful not to get into the trap of reacting with feelings of uneasiness or frustration. Instead, continue to interact with composure and honesty throughout the process. It was Seneca who made the observation that the man who is poor is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, more. If you have a strong desire to be validated or connected to someone who is unwilling to look you in the eyes, this could take you down a path that will cause you unnecessary distress. Maintain your attention on your own internal state while allowing their behaviors to remain their own. The fact that someone avoids making eye contact with you on a regular basis may be a reflection of the internal turmoil that they are experiencing, rather than a judgment of your value. It is important to pay attention to minor indications, such as eye contact, in a world where people frequently conceal their genuine emotions. However, you must not allow it to draw you away from your center. What constitutes true Stoic strength is the ability to observe these actions without passing judgment on them and to keep one's own integrity intact, regardless of how other people behave. Sign number 5. Not engaging with your stories. A personal narrative, a recent accomplishment, or even a struggle that you have triumphed over is the topic of your presentation. The individual, however, doesn't match your energy and instead reacts with silence. A forced nod, or even worse, completely changes the subject. Getting a reaction like this can give the impression that your experiences are irrelevant and dismissive. It is often a subtle clue that people aren't fully invested in you or what you have to say when they continually show little interest in your stories or successes. This is because they aren't interested in what you have to say. The fact that they are not engaged may be an indication that they're emotionally aloof or that they simply do not care enough to connect with you. In spite of the fact that it might not be blatantly unfriendly, it nevertheless displays a lack of empathy or interest, which can be more hurtful than an outright insult. And this is where the Stoic way of thinking comes into play. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality, Seneca would have us remember. Insecurities can be fueled by the disinterest of another person, which might cause you to question your own value or the significance of the experiences you have had. Be mindful, however, that their lack of enthusiasm is not a reflection on your value. Rather, it is merely their reaction, which is impacted by their own state of mind. Detachment from the desire for external affirmation is the central tenet of the Stoic philosophy. By teaching us to look inner rather than outside, Marcus Aurelius teaches us to find our sense of worth. It does not affect the value of the person that they are interested in your stories. Only the amount of importance you place on their response will be altered. Despite the fact that you are able to acknowledge their lack of engagement, you should not allow it to decrease your excitement or doubt. Consider the following question: are you looking for approval or connection at this moment? Stoicism encourages us to place a price on connection, but not at the expense of our mental tranquility. It may be a clue that you should reevaluate the emotional investment that you are taking into the connection if someone consistently withdraws from your stories at regular intervals. In the event that it is necessary, change your expectations after allowing them to express their priorities through their actions. And while we're on the subject of interacting, click the subscribe button if you found this video to be helpful up to this point. You won't want to miss out on the additional insights that are headed your way, do you? The philosophy of Stoicism instructs us to manage what we can control, including our reactions, our decisions, and our thinking. You should take note of the fact that someone is not interested in your story, but you should not take offense to this. Sign number 6, frequent interruptions. There is also the possibility of interruptions. It is possible that the person who repeatedly interrupts you in the middle of a sentence is not simply acting impolitely. It is possible that they are attempting to assert their control, disregard your point of view, or covertly convey that they are not interested in what you have to say at this moment. It is possible that you will feel unheard or undervalued as a result of these interruptions, which stop the flow of the conversation. Marcus Aurelius, in his book Meditations, contemplates the limited command that we have over other people. In his writing, he stated, "You have control over your mind. You are not dependent on external circumstances." Make this a reality, and you will discover your strength. Dealing with someone who interrupts you on a regular basis requires that you learn this lesson. The need to interject is something that you cannot control, but you can control how you respond to it. In situations where you are frequently being interrupted, it is natural to feel the urge to respond defensively, either by raising your voice or interrupting the person at the same time. On the other hand, the Stoic path requires meekness and patience. You should simply notice the pattern and decide how much energy you want to invest in the conversation rather than adding to the tension or attempting to regain control of the topic. It's possible that their interruptions are a reflection of the turmoil that exists within them, not of your ability to communicate. It was originally said by Seneca that no wind is favorable to a man who sails without knowing to which port he is sailing. To put it another way, if you're peaceful in your mind and have a clear understanding of your mission, you will not be readily distracted by the actions of other people. Your sense of inner calm need to be preserved regardless of the number of times someone disturbs you, be it once or 100 times. Within the context of a conversation, interruptions are frequently a covert method by which individuals conceal their lack of interest or even their discomfort. By shutting you off, they're able to retake control and ensure that they do not have to participate in an excessively deep conversation. However, as a Stoic, you should have the ability to resist the impulse to match their level of enthusiasm. Keep your cool, finish what you're thinking as soon as you can, and put the interruptions behind you as quickly as possible. The way in which other people treat you is a mirror of their reality, not yours. Keep this in mind. It is important to take note of their interruptions, but it is not necessary to internalize them. If you feel it is necessary, you can address it in a calm manner, or you can opt to exit from interactions in which respect is not reciprocated. Sign number 7, giving backhanded compliments. Whether it be, "I didn't think you could pull it off, but you did," or "You're so brave for taking that job," not only are these not compliments, but they are also subtle jabs that are intended to appear positive while quietly undercutting you. In order to leave you feeling confused and uneasy, they will cover up their criticism with a facade of flattery. we learn to be resilient against the opinions of others through the practice of stoicism, which is especially important when such comments are offered in such a sneaky manner. Epictetus is credited with saying, "It is not what happens to you that matters. What matters is how you react to any given situation." An attempt to throw you off balance is what backhanded compliments are, but the true power resides in how you react to them. Your initial reaction may be to feel upset, defensive, or to respond with sarcasm when someone gives you a backhanded compliment. This is because of the nature of the compliment. A stoic response, on the other hand, would be one of peace and detachment. Not only should you acknowledge the comment for what it is, a reflection of the speaker's own uncertainty or discomfort, but you should also refrain from allowing it to disrupt your inner serenity. In many of their writings, the Stoics emphasized the concept of controlling what you can. Although you have no control over what another person says to you, you do have control over whether or not you allow it to fester. He tells us that if it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. Marcus Aurelius said this. All of us, including ourselves, are included in this statement. It is not necessary for the implicit compliment to remain if you do not acknowledge that it is accurate. Accept these words with grace, or acknowledge them in a neutral manner rather than taking offense to them or allowing them to remain in your memory. It would be sufficient to merely smile and say, "Thank you," without connecting with the offense that was concealed beneath the flattery. This is a great opportunity to put your stoic practice to the test, and chance to increase your resistance against the judgments of others is being provided to you at this time. You should not look for approval or allow the comments of others to shake your feeling of self-worth. The purpose of the Stoic philosophy is to remain unmoved by praise or criticism, viewing both for what they are, opinions rather than truths. Do not forget that backhanded compliments are subtle indications that the person may be harboring animosity or dislike that is hidden from view. Take note of it, but don't let it cause you to lose your peace of mind. Be calm, self-assured, and above the petty insults that are being made. Sign number 8. Not making time for you. It is common for someone to declare oneself too busy to spend time with you when they are trying to conceal the fact that they despise that person. In the event that you suggest getting together, they can choose to cancel plans at the 11th hour, provide evasive explanations, or always appear to have something else going on. Even if they don't come straight out and say it, this subtle type of distancing is a distinct indication that they do not want to invest in the relationship. Seneca's words of wisdom are extremely important in this context. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a tremendous amount of it. When someone consistently chooses other commitments over spending time with you, it is a clear indication that they may not appreciate your connection. Time is one of the most valuable resources that we have, and when someone does this, it's a clear indication that they think your relationship is not important. From a Stoic point of view, we are encouraged to acknowledge our own value and to refrain from pursuing people who are unwilling to engage with us. If someone declines your invites on a regular basis or finds reasons to avoid hanging out with you, it is imperative that you take a step back and assess the issue. Instead of devoting your efforts to pursuing a connection that is not reciprocated, you should concentrate on those individuals who actually value your presence. Marcus Aurelius highlighted the significance of surrounding ourselves with people who are uplifting to us. He was quoted as saying, "The quality of your thoughts is the determining factor in the quality of your life. You are squandering vital mental energy if you allow yourself to be preoccupied with trying to figure out why someone isn't making time for you at the moment. Put your attention on the connections in your life that provide you happiness and a sense of accomplishment. A significant component of personal development is coming to terms with the fact that certain relationships are not meant to be. It is not a reflection of your worth, but rather an acknowledgement that every interaction is a choice that you make. It is possible that it is time to make an investment in those individuals who are willing to actively spend their time and energy with you if someone makes a consistent decision to be unavailable. It's important to keep in mind that it is preferable to have a small number of meaningful connections rather than straining yourself by attempting to maintain relationships that do not result in reciprocity. Your time is valuable. Make the most of it by spending it with people who understand and respect you. Sign number 9, insincere apologies. It is common for an apology that is not sincere to feel even worse than an apology that is not offered at all. The kind of apology that goes something like this: I'm sorry you feel that way, rather than an honest admission of having made a mistake. The purpose of this kind of comment is to gloss over the situation without actually addressing the damage that has been made while doing so. It is aggravating, and it may leave you feeling much more upset or invalidated than you already were. If you want to avoid wasting time fighting about what a good man ought to be, Marcus Aurelius gave you some advice. The phrase, "Be one." This piece of wisdom serves as a reminder that we ought to concentrate on our own conduct and integrity rather than getting caught up in the lack of sincerity that someone else exhibits. In the event that you are confronted with an apology that is not genuine, the most effective way to react is to acknowledge it for what it is: the unwillingness to accept responsibility and to remain unaffected by it. To provide a sincere apology, one must be willing to admit that they have done something wrong and must be vulnerable. On the other hand, an apology that is just partially honest shows that the other person is not willing to participate in a sincere manner. If they are more interested with avoiding conflict or maintaining a veneer than they are with making amends, this could be an indication of that. Stoicism instills in us the ability to safeguard our own morals and principles, irrespective of the actions of other people. An opportunity to reinforce your commitment to honesty and authenticity presents itself to you whenever someone gives an apology that is not genuine. You should make use of this opportunity to reaffirm your own standards rather than obsessing on the fact that they are not accountable. Reevaluating the relationship may be a good idea if you notice that you are receiving fake apologies from a person on a regular basis. Genuine communication and mutual respect are the foundations upon which a healthy partnership is constructed. You should not invest your emotional energy trying to elicit an honest reaction from someone who constantly fails to accept their mistakes. Don't waste your energy. Your mental well-being is of the utmost importance. You are able to rise above the negativity that is brought about by false apologies if you behave with integrity and be true to your principles. Be the person you want to be, rather than getting caught up in their lack of sincerity, and continue to be that person. Sign number 10, indirect criticism. They will be more likely to drop hints, make subtle digs, or make caustic comments than they will be to give you outright criticism. Examples of phrases that are heard frequently are, "I wouldn't have done it that way, but good for you," and "I guess that's one way to do it." They are able to convey their disapproval through this sort of indirect criticism, all the while preserving the appearance of either support or friendliness. You are left wondering about their genuine motives as a result of this unsatisfying strategy. Detachment from the opinions of other people is a central tenet of Stoic religion. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it, says a quote attributed to Marcus Aurelius. You will be able to rise above their passive-aggressive behavior if you adhere to this idea. You will not allow it to alter your sense of who you are. Maintaining your emotional well-being requires that you recognize the importance of indirect criticism. Instead of being a reflection of your own shortcomings, these comments frequently reflect the insecurities or discomfort of the critic. Take a step back and assess the issue rather than focusing on their offenses and internalizing them. Check to see if their remarks are based on any reality, or if they are simply a reflection of the hardships that they are going through themselves. Keeping your composure and sticking to your principles is the Stoic way to respond to criticism that is not directly spoken. A tit-for-tat exchange of passive-aggressive statements is not something you should indulge in. Instead, you should respond with politeness or neutrality. Or you may take the option to simply disregard the comment entirely. You can keep your peace of mind by resolutely refusing to allow yourself to get dragged into their pessimism. To add insult to injury, it is essential to establish a supporting network of friends and co-workers who provide constructive criticism rather than disguised insults. Putting yourself in an environment where you are surrounded by individuals who are positive and encouraging will help you negotiate the complexity of human connection and will also strengthen your sense of self-worth. In the end, indirect criticism is a reflection of the character of the other person, not of your own. Remember that your worth is not defined by the opinions of people who hide behind sarcasm and covert digs and stay true to the ideals that you hold dear. Keep your attention on your development and let their criticisms slide off your back. Sign number 11, sudden mood shifts. A rapid change in mood is the last indicator that you should keep an eye out for. When someone appears to be happy and involved with other people, but then abruptly becomes cold, grumpy, or aloof when they are in your presence, this is a clear indication that something is not quite right. It is common for such a significant shift in conduct to be an indication of underlying emotions that the individual is attempting to hide. We learn from Epictetus to accept the things that we are unable to alter. In the event that they experience a sudden shift in their disposition when interacting with you, it is essential to keep in mind that this is more indicative of their personal issues than it is of your value. It's possible that they are trying to conceal their disapproval by acting politely on the surface, but the rapid shift in energy is difficult to conceal. Shifts in mood can be perplexing and discouraging for some people. If you find yourself pondering what you said or did to provoke such a reaction, you may find yourself questioning what it was. However, a Stoic approach advises you to maintain a sense of detachment from the emotional turmoil that is experienced by other people. An indication of their discomfort or discontentment, their abrupt coldness, is not a reflection of the value that they place on you. Your attention should be on preserving your own emotional stability rather than getting caught up in the mood swings that they experience. Although you are unable to influence how people feel or how they express themselves, you are able to control how you react to them. Make sure you give yourself some time to center yourself and remind yourself that the behavior of others is not your responsibility. To add insult to injury, this circumstance affords a priceless opportunity to develop one's self-awareness. If the rapid shift in mood of another person has an effect on you, it could be beneficial to consider the reasons behind that. The philosophy of Stoicism encourages us to investigate our own responses and beliefs with the realization that we have the ability to control our emotional state. If the mood swings continue, you might want to explore confronting the issue head-on, but do it in a manner that is cool and collected. Whether everything is well, or if there is something that is bothering them, you might question them. This demonstrates that you are open to conversation while simultaneously establishing a barrier around the emotional space that you have for yourself. Remember that the most important thing is to keep your peace. Your sense of who you are does not have to be thrown off by sudden variations in the mood of other people. In spite of the manner in which other people choose to express themselves, you should embrace the Stoic discipline of resilience and continue to follow your own principles. Now you have an understanding of the 11 subtle signals that someone dislikes you but is trying to hide it from you. Our training as Stoics teaches us to observe these behaviors without allowing them to disrupt the inner serenity that we have for ourselves. This is a reminder from Marcus Aurelius that we should love only what happens, what was destined, not a more perfect harmony. So to put it another way, we have no influence over how other people feel about us, but we do have control over how we respond to it. I want to thank you for watching, and I want you to keep in mind that the value of your worth is not determined by the opinion of another person. Continue to concentrate on the things that you have control over, such as your actions, your ideas, and your development. In the event that you found this video to be enjoyable, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to receive other Stoic wisdom and human behavior insights. Maintain your strength, your mindfulness, and your Stoic attitude.